It's nearly 4 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the conflict is grinding on. Peace talks have stalled, and about 13 million Ukrainians are still in need of humanitarian aid. Relief aid is helping families in places like Kharkiv, and the charity's boss, Mike Seawright, is over there and joins us right now. Mike, thank you very much for being here. Can you describe for us all what it's like there and what you've seen in Ukraine? Because, of course, winter's on the way too.
Good morning, Nathan. Yeah, life in Ukraine is very tough. We've got attacks against kindergartens in Kharkiv, and where I'm heading up tomorrow morning. We've got deliberate and systematic attacks against civilian infrastructure, specifically targeting the electricity sector. If I look specifically around Kyiv, where I've just arrived, you kind of hear of three things. You hear the generators running because power's off. You've got air alerts going off all day and all night. And you're hearing the constant attacks. And if I look just at the neighborhood where I'm staying, just before I arrived, a building was hit in a drone attack just 50 meters away. This is occurring right across Kyiv and right across the country now.
So why have you put yourself there? What does relief aid do?
Well, relief aid specializes in war zone aid delivery. We've been working in Ukraine since the start of the war. And while Ukraine's no longer, or not as much in the public eye, it's certainly not been vaulted around conflicts such as Gaza, which quite correctly is getting a lot of attention, yet the war here is continuing. And with that, the humanitarian needs continuing. And that's why our work in the east, around the frontline regions of Ukraine, is continuing as well. People still need help.
Mm. And what sort of help do they need? You know, like materials or things like what are that? What would help up there?
Well, Ukraine's facing many humanitarian needs. What relief aid's specifically focusing on is the repair of homes in around the frontline regions. And the reason we're doing this is that families have, and many of them are elderly, have no other place to go, or frankly, after, you know, 50 or 60 years of living in your home, are unwilling to leave. But given damage to their homes, they're cold, damp, and drafty. So basically holes in walls from attacks. We're sealing those up to make sure that they can continue to live in a safe and warm place. There are many needs across the country, and frankly, a lot more support is required.
What an incredible thing. How many of you work, and like how many people have you got repairing these homes?
Well, this is the, I have to say, a testament to our organisation, but also the humanitarian community here in New Zealand. I'm lucky enough to, in Ukraine, I'm lucky enough to come to Ukraine. I've spent a lot of time here since the start of the war. I can't actually count the number of trips or the amount of time I've spent here, but nonetheless, I get to go home. I get to go back to New Zealand, and we've got ourselves, and frankly, the wider humanitarian community, have got an incredible set of individuals who day in, day out, put themselves in danger to help their communities and to make a difference here. So it's I have to say, humbling and motivating, despite the challenges of finding funding, despite the challenges of keeping our activities running because public support has waned as it relates to Ukraine. I just look at our teams and I think if they can continue to help, then we're going to keep doing our job to make sure that they can.
So this has been going since February in 2022. And what you just described there, I imagine there are people on the ground, workers on the ground who are not just physically, but also mentally exhausted as well. How tired? I mean, everyone must be very tired.
Yeah, I would describe this. I see this directly with my friends and with our teams. People are in pain, but strong. But the effects of the war, they're cumulative. Over the years that this war has continued, this is wearing people down. And the psychological impact, let alone the physical impact of having no sleep, of having air alerts waking them up in the middle of the night, of having cold, damp houses because the electricity is off and the heating's off with that, this has a massive toll on people's psychological state of being. And this is the hidden cost of war here in Ukraine, and that is the stress and psychological impact of the war that has no end in sight, and certainly not at the present time.
No, well, Mike, they must be very grateful for your presence there as well. And we're all hoping for peace for everyone. Thank you very much for that relief aid. The charity's boss there, Mike Seawright. And if you heard that and you thought, oh, well, how do I help? How do I get involved? It is reliefaid.org.nz.